God is having a party, and you are invited. Lee and Linda and Spencer and Doris and David, you are invited. God's party is very particular. God has this way of inviting everybody. The invitation is universal, but it's also quite specific, quite particular, very personal. For Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm preaching this series of sermons about Eve and Adam, about the creation stories that we have in the book of Genesis. I'm exploring some ideas that Bruce Feiler has written about in his book about Eve and Adam. One of the things that Feiler does in his book is to compare Eve and Adam's stories to the creation stories from other Middle Eastern cultures and societies. You know, of course, that every tribe, every people group has a story about how the world was created and how people came into existence. One of the things Feiler does is to compare the stories that come to us from the Middle East and see how Adam and Eve's story is different. He quotes Yuri Gabay, who's an archaeologist and historian teaching and working in Jerusalem. What Dr. Gabay says is that the other Mesopotamian creation stories, the other Middle Eastern creation stories, tend to do two things. One, they talk about the creation of the world only from God's perspective. And while there may be people in the story, they are secondary and they're never named. The other Middle Eastern stories don't name the people. The other thing that the other Mesopotamian creation stories do when they talk about people is they talk about creation and people in regard to kings and queens and rulers, the important people, if you will. The Hebrew creation story, the story that is part of our sacred text, is different. It tells the creation story in regard to ordinary humans, not kings and queens at all, just people. In fact, the best you can say about Eve and Adam is that they are farmers. And the best you can say about them is that they are named in the story. You heard that in our scripture passage. Their names are Adam and Eve. The Judeo-Christian creation story is specific. It is personal. It is very particular. It is about people like us and how we live in the world. So God is having a party, a grand loving feast called life. Now at this party that God throws, there will be conflict. Lampshades will be broken. There will be pain. Someone will spill red wine on the carpet. And at this party that God is having, there will be laughter and hope and promise. And you are invited. Bob and Nancy and John and Esther and everybody in the balcony and Marianne. You are invited. The Christmas story on which we are embarking today as we make our way through Advent, the Christmas story is equally specific. When God sets out on this revelation that we call the Christ event, it is a very personal story. Mary is named in the Bible. Joseph is named in the text. Jesus is what they will call their child. God's invitation is very specific. God's revelation is huge and universal, and it is powerfully personal. Frank and Helen and Elizabeth and Sally and Jim, you are invited. You are invited to take part in God's unfolding adventure of hope. One of these days, you're going to quit sitting on these pews looking so sour, and you're going to smile about something that tremendous and exciting, that we have been invited by the universe itself to take part in an adventure of hope. Christianity may be falling apart these days, but Christianity is not a theory. It's certainly not a political scheme. It's not an abstract tale. It is the particular living into God's party by people like you and me. God is an excellent hostess. She piles the table high with hope and peace and joy and love. But God also has this inclusive way, too, of always throwing a potluck. You are invited to add to the feast. You don't have to bring pasta salad or spinach artichoke dip or pumpkin spice cheesecake. God's a pretty good cook. But she invites you to bring other gifts to the party. Grace. Creativity. Passion. Hard work. A sense of justice. Empathy. Kindness. Patience. The very gifts that you bear within your bones. You don't have to go shopping for them. You have them in abundance to bring to God's feast. God is having a party, and you are invited. Thanks be to God. Amen.